And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 4th of May, 2014. It's Star Wars Day, according to the Wikipedia. May 25th is the anniversary of the release of the movie, but most Star Wars fans celebrate it on May the 4th. So, may the 4th be with you. It was on this day, 1675, King Charles II of England commissioned the Royal Greenwich Observatory as the center of time and space on Earth. The prime meridian goes through Greenwich, originally marked by a brass strip and now by a green laser. The prime meridian, which marks the boundary between the eastern and the western hemispheres, and it is from Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, that clocks around the world are set. Until the establishment of GMT, each town, each country kept its own time, and of course they varied widely. The observatory building was designed by Sir Christopher Wren, the first building in Britain built specifically for a scientific purpose. It's the birthday of the father of public education, Horace Mann. Born in Franklin, Massachusetts, 1796, the man who said, "Education is our only political safety. Outside of this ark, all is deluge." He was self-educated, learned by reading books at his local library. He was accepted into Brown University, graduated in 3 years, valedictorian. And in 1837, when Massachusetts created the first board of education in the country, he was appointed secretary. Inspected all the schools in the state, gave lectures, talked about the benefits of a common school education, and he spearheaded the common school movement, promising all children a basic education funded by taxes. And it's the birthday of Graham Swift, born London, 1949. Granta magazine named him one of Britain's best young novelists in 1983. Who became a writer, he said, because he was afraid of specialization. A writer is never a specialist, he said. Your field is entirely open. Your field is the entire human condition. Author of 8 novels, including Waterland and Last Orders. Here's a poem for today by George Bilger, entitled Tosca. My sister held on to our old turntable and all the old records we listened to through the long Italian opera of our childhood. So tonight we sit in the living room with some wine and Puccini as the needle scratches the black door of the past. The air comes to life with that lovely cornball melodrama. And our father is sitting in his chair, ice cubes clinking in his scotch. And our mother is in the kitchen, trying to be quiet, trying not to disturb Maria Callas as she explains to Tito Gobbi that she has lived for art and she has lived for love, but it's hard to fry pork chops and dice an onion without making a certain amount of noise. And pretty soon my father is shouting at her. He's trying to listen to the music. For God's sake, could she for once show a little respect? And our mother says nothing. It's just the same old argument between ghosts. After all, the music won't let them sleep, though it has my sister in tears, and even Tosca has begun to weep. A poem by George Bilger, Tosca, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.